Everybody wants to know how much a loan from Dollar Loan Center really costs, and it's way less than most people think. Let's start with a loan of $500, and we'll do the math from there. A $500 loan at Dollar Loan Center costs $2.75 a day in interest. If you need it for a week, $19.25. That's it.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Speaking of Sam Peters, I was at the grand opening, their Super Saturday gig out on North Martin Luther King Drive or Boulevard, and had a lot of fun. Sam was there and a bunch of his volunteers, and the one reason that you know you're in a political office is there were boxes and boxes of free pizza. Yeah, which that's the easiest way to know, because that's how you bribe volunteers. You say, hey, we'll have free pizza, and they come out and they make some calls for you and they lick some envelopes. Yeah, really cool. But we had a lot of fun, thanks to, and a lot of folks said they had heard us talk about that on Friday. It was really a lot of fun, and I spent some time with Sam Peters and his campaign crew. They are running in CD4. Stay where you are, more to do as we continue. Patty Martinez will join us, candidate for Assembly District 8. We are vetting candidates in a big, big way. We want to make sure we have the best and the brightest running in November. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden is calling for a war crimes trial against Russia's Vladimir Putin. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Responding to reported atrocities in Ukraine, the president declared Putin a war criminal.
This guy is brutal, and what's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
The president stopped short of calling Russia's actions, including the killing of civilians, genocide. He said the United States would be increasing its sanctions against Moscow. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is debating the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's getting pushback from Republicans. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says far-left judges like Jackson would not be approved by a GOP-controlled Senate.
If we get back the Senate,
and we're in charge of this body, and there's judicial openings, we will talk to our colleagues on the other side. But if we're in charge, she would not have been before this committee. You had had somebody more moderate than this.
The panel would deadlock on the vote, meaning Democrats will have to spend additional hours on the Senate floor to do a discharge from committee. Sacramento police have announced an arrest connected with the shooting that killed six people and wounded a dozen others in the heart of California's capital city, as multiple shooters fired more than 100 rounds and people ran for their lives. Police said Dandra Martin, 26, was booked Monday as a related suspect on assault and illegal firearms charges. Detectives and SWAT team members found one handgun during searches of three homes in the area. The arrest came as the six victims killed were identified Monday in the shooting that occurred Sunday around 2 a.m. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 103 points, the NASDAQ rose 271, the S&P 500 advancing by 36. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
The credit card debt happened when my daughter was born. I was using one credit card account to roll over into another credit card account, and it was snowballing.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called Trinity, the representative understood the need based on the situation. They're great people to work with. From the first phone call that I made, they had me on a track to mitigate the credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Working with Trinity gave me the ability to save thousands of dollars. My name's Doug, and thanks to Trinity, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
It's 204, and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, travelers on spring break encountered some slowdowns over the weekend at Las Vegas's airport, as 1 in 10 flights were delayed yesterday. The flight tracking website FlightAware says 86 inbound and 89 outbound flights were delayed. 40 flights scheduled to leave Las Vegas yesterday were canceled, as were 47 inbound. Southwest Airlines was hit the hardest, briefly pausing service Saturday due to technical issues and weather challenges in the state of Florida. FlightAware reports Southwest had canceled 398 flights across the country, with delays to 827 other flights as of yesterday afternoon. And, of course, it's always a good idea to check your flight status before you head to the airport. Mattress Mack is at it again. He's betting millions on the Kansas Jayhawks to win the NCAA championship. The Houston furniture store owner Jim Mattress Mack McIngvale wagered a total of $5.5 million to win $10.4 million on Kansas to win it all at plus 190. And that was before they made it to the Final Four. So more bang for his buck. Game time is 6:20 on TBS tonight.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Until further notice, the off-ramp there at Interstate 515 eastbound at Boulder Highway is closed. They're making some emergency repairs through there. Also, your bumper-to-bumper through those lane restrictions through the construction zone there on Interstate 515, both directions between Maine and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You know what's weird about our democracy? So many people don't ever get engaged. They don't get fully engaged until election day or early voting. Most people, if we were to line up 100 people on Las Vegas Boulevard, I would be willing to bet that probably 90 of the 100 have no clue who their assemblyman or woman is, or their school board of trustees member is. They just have no clue as to who's making laws for them. That's why it's so important, and that's why we have made a point of vetting a lot of candidates and talking to a lot of candidates over the course of the last few months. Patty Martinez is a candidate for Assembly District 8. She is a realtor, she is a mom, and she's the wife of a home builder, and she joins us right now. Patty, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing?
I am doing just great. So your background, realtor, mom, wife of a home builder, that sounds like a full-time job. How would you fit in representing Assembly District 8?
Well, I'm hoping I fit in perfectly, like the puzzle piece that's been missing all this time. I grew up in this town. It's my town. I went to all my school here, graduated from Chaparral. You know, I've lived in my district now for 17 years. I want to make it great, and I want, business to come in, and I want everybody to be running smoothly, not the kind of chaos that I've been seeing this year.
I want to ask you, because there are more and more people that we're seeing in this election cycle, people who work behind the scenes. They may have volunteered for candidates or for parties or for nonprofits. And then they just said, you know, it's time for me to step up and get in the arena. Is that what happened with you?
That's exactly what happened. I couldn't sit on the couch anymore. I was just, everything that happened last year and all the way up to this year, I just, you know, I found myself complaining, and I finally got to the point where I said, I can't complain anymore. I need to get up and do something about this. It's crazy. And everybody I've talked to have been saying the exact same thing. We all can sit around and complain, but when you finally step up to do something is when you know that you're feeling real about it.
I want to ask you, and again, joining us, Patty Martinez, candidate for Assembly District 8. A lot of people talking in general terms about this being a red wave year, that in November we're going to see a huge change in the Assembly, in the State Senate, in Congress, in the U.S. Senate. Do you see that? You talk to people. You're door knocking every day. Is that something you're seeing when you talk to people?
I am. I'm seeing more and more people saying they didn't like the way the past 2 years have been going, and they're looking to make a change. And I agree with what you said earlier when you said a lot of us in this town, and this has been one of my biggest talking points to people when I go and visit, is that we have been watching the news, and we know more about what's going on in D.C. than we do in our own backyard. And I agree with you. A lot of people don't even know what district they live in or what state senate, you know, senator represents them or whatever, you know. So I have been really making it a point to try to drive the let's get back to local home with people.
Because really, the laws that you make impact people a lot more than the laws that get made when they do get made in Congress, in the Senate, or the House. You directly impact people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right here locally on our level.
Give me an example of two issues that you're looking at that maybe on day one are going to be your priority when you get to Carson City.
Okay, well, there's two things. Education is important to me. I went to, like I told you, all my school here because I grew up here. And then all three of my children went to school here. And I think it's super important that parents have a say in what's going on with their children and with their curriculum and with where they get to go to school and how they get to go to school. So I think it's really important for education. So that's one of my first things, the education freedom for parents. And then government transparency is another huge thing for me. It's one of the reasons I hopped up off the couch one day and ran down and said I'm running or doing something, because I couldn't believe that the airport got renamed into the Harry Reid name, and it was approved in a backdoor deal with no voter input of any kind. Nobody even knew it was happening until it was too late. And so that was very frustrating to me. So that's going to be one of my things about government transparency. I want people to be informed, and I want decisions to be made with our community input.
Now, how much responsibility do voters have? Because the one thing, and I'm not trying to be nasty to people, but the fact mm-hmm. is that a lot of people, they don't know, as you say, who their representative is, who their assembly man or woman is, who's their member of the Board of Trustees. Do we have some responsibility to find these things out?
Well, I do. I think that we do have a responsibility when we live in a community and we can sit around and complain about how things are going, but we don't take the first step to educate ourselves. I think it's important. So there's a little bit of self-responsibility for people. But then I also think that those of us who are actually jumping in and taking the reins, I think it's up to us, the candidates, to educate the people and let them know what is happening in their own neighborhood and who their representatives are.
One of the things I love is when I come across a candidate like yourself that is a businesswoman that has signed both sides of a check. Is that an advantage going into an election like this?
I think it is, because I also can feel how the small business people feel in the community. There are a lot of small businesses in my district, in District 8, and I can feel where they're coming from when it comes to some of the frustrations they're dealing with.
Can I ask you, this is kind of a real estate question, but what's going on in the real estate industry with the high prices and low availability of product out there on the market? Is this a good time to be a real estate agent or a bad time?
It depends on what side you're on. If you're a listing agent, it's a great time. If you're a buyer's agent, it's a little bit harder work. But both sides, you know, I figure if you were a realtor about a year ago and you got in on the beginning of this little bubble that we're having, it was fantastic. Now it's been a little bit more difficult with the lack of inventory that we have. But I tell you what, it takes you having to be a little bit more creative.
I've got to ask you, because we have been very close to Erin Phillips over the years, and we're so happy to see her fronting this new PAC that is going to do an initiative petition, get signatures, put it on the ballot for school choice, real school choice. Is that something that you're going to support?
Absolutely. I think that it's really important that we are allowed to get involved in our children's lives. Again, we're the parents. We're the ones that know what's best for them. I know what my children's strengths and weaknesses are, and I know what's going to be best for them, more so than government officials.
And let me ask you, when folks want to reach out to you, how do they find you if they want to support your candidacy in Assembly District 8? How do they go about doing it?
They can go to my website, PattyMartinezForNevada.com, and then my phone number. They can call me directly, because I welcome phone calls, 702-498-6641.
One more time, slowly.
That's okay. 702-498-6641.
I wish you all the best. And as we say, it's going to be a sprint to the finish line. We've got primaries coming up in June. And, of course, in November, we've got the big general election. And by the way, who are you going to be running against?
You know, there's a couple of people in the primary I'm running against, but then once I'm primaried, I'm running against the planning commissioner that Justin Jones had appointed. So hopefully we get all of the Republicans and all of the independents out and we can get them to vote for me so we can get in, and make a difference. That's what I want to do most is just get in and make a difference.
I love that. You be good. Safe travels out there and knocking on doors on a daily basis. Patty, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate you having me.
Patty Martinez, a candidate for Assembly District 8. And this I'm telling you, folks, it's going to be a big election. And we've got to get involved. Everybody's got to get involved. Whether you're Patty Martinez and you're running, or whether you're supporting a candidate, or you're out knocking on doors or making calls for candidates, it's time for us to take control of our government. If we leave the government to the Democrats, you can see what they're going to do. That's exactly what they've been doing. Stay where you are. More to do. I promised I'd let you hear from the former president, Donald J. Trump. He was brilliant Saturday night in Michigan. We'll let you hear some of the highlights coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Gunowners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gunowners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gunowners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this effort.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear some of the highlights from former President Trump's speech on Saturday night, Washington Township, Michigan. And I must tell you, he speaks like somebody who's running for public office. And I can only imagine what that office would be. But I want you to hear, this is a cut two. This is Donald J. Trump, private citizen, tackling illegal immigration. I'm glad he spent a good deal of time on illegal immigration during his Michigan speech. This was on Saturday in Washington Township, Michigan.
But of all the Biden catastrophes, perhaps none is more dangerous or devastating than his complete annihilation of America's borders. What's happening? What's happening? When I left office, we handed the new administration the most secure border in the history of our country. We never had a border so secure ever before, and that includes drugs coming in. We never had anything like it. We had ended catch and release. We had stopped asylum fraud and built nearly 500 miles of beautiful wall, just like the Border Patrol wanted. Our border was sealed. Our border was sealed. We had the lowest numbers ever recorded. But then Biden and the open borders, these extremists, these sick extremists, systematically dismantled the border security measures we put into place and brought illegal aliens streaming across the southern border in numbers like we've never seen before. And the real numbers are even higher than those being reported. They're at a level that nobody's even thought possible. Just yesterday, the Biden administration terminated the critical Title 42 protection that I put into place to ensure expedited removals. With this foolhardy plan to end Title 42, Biden will be opening the floodgates to a far greater extent than even now. And we will be deluged by illegal immigration like no country has ever witnessed or had to endure. An estimated 500,000 illegal aliens per month. And now it's probably even 1 million people per month are pouring into our country. And you have many, many of these people are criminals. This could be 12 million people a year. That's a big percentage of the people in our country itself, not the 3 million that is commonly being reported. That's fake news by all those people. Oh, look at all those people. Fake news. Yeah, it's fake news.
Yeah, it's fake news. One of the things that I thought, you know, I always listen, I try and listen between the lines when I listen to Donald J. Trump, because sometimes he doesn't come right out and say something. But if you read between the lines, it's evident what he's trying to say. And Saturday night in Washington Township, Michigan, he sounded very much like a candidate for president 2+ years prior to the campaign. It's almost as if the campaign has already begun, because Donald J. Trump said the choice is simple in November. This is cut number 3. Go.
Biden is also now pleading with the Venezuelan dictator to sell us oil. What do we need his oil for? We have